And as we ascend our wheel, we do acquire new meanings, but should never confuse our focus. And our wheel may be only sabotaged by the non-wheel of the others to understand it. And the most profound of messages is the one that has been carried to the profoundness of our lives, death. And rather than playing the social game or rejected, one let himself be transported by it while playing his own game. And in the uncertainty of what is best or what is worst, we can keep on up with both ends. And we abandon our beautiful Mother Nature once there is no place for us to carry on our willing. And the flat context, even if it rises artificially, is doomed to become flat again. And by protecting our properties, we cannot appreciate the joys of life and thus have little to give. And no matter how much we make it wait, our history will always turn back to us. And we shall keep dreaming and only realize our dream when it is time to go for our last dream, death. And by not giving up any other advantages, the old comers will only irritate the newcomer and lose all of their advantages. And it is more valuable what we find while on our way than what we get while not moving. And are we to stay and depress our life and that of others, or are we to keep on and enrich our life and that of others? And the most poetic of things are to be found in a most basic confrontation with the everyday reality. And real strength can be achieved only by pursuing our own will. And we can only attach to our discipline by keeping up the march and never give up. And the main risk is not nomadism per se, but the jealousy that may arouse to the sedentary ones. And we may set our body and soul in full production and only then achieve a state of ecstasy. And the captivated beast can be far more dangerous and unpredictable than the wild one. And we may exceed the average, yet making sure that we do so naturally. And the ghosts of our past never appear unless the ghost of our future becomes uncertain. And in our solitary adventure, a form of documentation becomes our sole testimony. And we cannot expect the media to be our carrier, but have to delegate the meaning of the message to the human carrier. And we should try to catch the last sun, as its light may no longer shine upon us. And we must be aware to get rid of all the superfluous that impede us to sense. and our preface should always be a modest one, and only from there our esteem will increase. And after all the society impart unto us, we must depart to regain content with ourselves. And we shall deeply cultivate our faith, as all our assurances today may be uprooted by tomorrow. And it is only by preserving our independence that we are able to make discoveries that are truly meaningful for ourselves and the others. And the easier technology allows us to do something, the cheaper this will be accomplished. And the way culture used to compensate natural elements with artificial ones is no longer respected by an overall planning. And we try to keep the dark side always lighted, even when we could make it evoke a light of its own. And escapes may be a great resource, but needs to be preceded and followed by much reflection. And we could still dare outside of conventions by pretending to be most conventional. And all our socially accumulated frustration might disappear as we touch base back with nature. And not to drown in the social discourse of opinions and trends, we shall devise our own system for reflection. And one may inherit a character, but it's something else to complement it and make a character of its own. And are we to be bent down by the social mentality, not to be bent down by it? And all this media facilitated rerouting and uprooting may only leave us with little sensibility for our affections. And to whom can we be faithful in times when everyone looks into their own social interest? And what is a man who is willing to set roots but has no land to do so? And we lament our disconnection with nature when just a small effort is required to connect back to it. And once you have really explored your inner and outer surroundings, there will be no knowledge to set you back in ignorant fascination. And we may be astonished with all that we can achieve with little yet constant patience. And there will always follow some sort of a reward based on the intensity of a spiritual labor. And we might give up our personal care for that of others and soon realize that the most primary care is that we do to our own selves. And all we can really rely on are the personal resources we can gather through our strength of will. And why not to test different configurations in order to understand that there's no really any best one, but everyone is worth. And our provoking may be only a way to hasten a response that will anyway arrive. And as we are given the mean to increase our capacity, we become more complex and in need of more capacity. And while we shall not force, we shall definitely sense for our becoming and what is our autonomy if its manifestation is being constantly oppressed. And while we can overcome the natural oppression with our patience, the artificial oppression imposed by society requires speculation, and a winding road will always take us further than a straight expectation ahead of us. And we shall always make sure to embody progress in a way that we keep physically and mentally agile. In order to secure our spiritual work, we need to secure all other social practicalities, and we are soon to remove any sort of respect towards the party that diminishes us. And our art is where the warmth of our memories lies. And we shall content ourselves with our slow but constant growth without relying to any sudden changes. And as we rejoice of the natural progress, we may never experience it in the artificial unless we naturally process it ourselves.